Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jamie Star Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. So my guest today is taking us way down to Hadestown. My guest today is Emily Afton. What was it like making your Broadway debut in a revival of a show?
Well, I think I had a little bit of a different experience for two reasons. One was that I was on the tour that came back to Broadway. So it was really fun to be able to, you know, be out on the road and have the show ready. And then when we found out that we would be coming back to Broadway for a few months, you know, we all got to celebrate together. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. But the other element of that is that I was a swing. So like, you know, on opening night, I wasn't on stage. So I made my debut by myself, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other people had already done it. So, but it was really fun. It was, you know, we just had such a good time on that show. And the cast was just like still some of my favorite people I've ever worked with. But yeah, it was cool because, you know, there's already a built-in fan base for that. Just for that show in general, they were like hairballs, mm-hmm. we call them, that just like love hair and will see it anytime, anywhere. And then there were people who were fans of the production that had already been on Broadway and then we toured. And we had like, a few people from the original cast still in it. And yeah, it was really cool.
As a swing, how often did you get to go on in hair?
Not very often. We spent a lot of time backstage. It probably averaged out to like a couple times a month, which thinking about it now is crazy because I know at Hadestown, our swings are on all of the time.
Yeah.
COVID just really changed mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, being on tour is a lot different than being on Broadway because, you know, when you're out on the road, you don't have other obligations.
Right.
Not as many people are taking vacations and, because sometimes there's layoff weeks built in, there's nothing else to do.
Right.
Like, you're in the city. You're not like, oh, I got to take the night off to go to a concert or something. Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't happen on tour. So people didn't call out as often.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you enjoy being an assistant dance captain?
Yeah, I did. I mean, John Mora was the dance captain, and we had a really good time together. And because he was on stage, and I was the one that was off stage, I was always the one that was watching and noting the show and mm-hmm. And doing that kind of thing. So I liked it on hair, although that show was really confusing because so many of the, especially the people we had to replace, like, in the ensemble, the tracks are so just, like, created by the person who did it first,
mm-hmm.
and very, like, you know, very loosey-goosey, very,
mm-hmm. yeah,
not a lot of specific set choreography. It's not like, okay, you're in this number on this window, and you're doing mm-hmm. this stuff. It's like, you kind of go over here, and you kind of have a moment with this person, and then you kind of go over here, like, so a lot of it was a little difficult to teach.
Yeah, like, totally.
Yeah.
Did it take you a while to sort of get comfortable with that Act One finale? Because you guys got to know each other really well.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about, like, doing a really professional production is that it's all very safe and it's all very controlled,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the way that the lighting is, the way that the cues are, the way that we had our robes all set up off stage in a very specific order. So you went right to it, you knew right exactly what to grab,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was very like, very respectful and very, very controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always up to you. So if for whatever reason, there was a day that you didn't want to do it, you never had to.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so, and it was not, like, there were certain people in the show who would just never get naked, and that was their choice. And like, if they were on for an understudy track, or like the swing that didn't want to do it was on for somebody who always did, it didn't matter. You know, it's like you, that is, was always,
I love that it was like an actor's choice, like a personal actor's choice. It wasn't like, oh my God, you have to do this because this person did it.
But for me, it didn't take, you know, you asked, sorry, if it took me a long time to get used to that idea. And no, because I did the show in college too.
Oh.
So it was sort of like, oh, I've already done it, and in a much less controlled environment than this. So yeah, it wasn't hard for me, you know, because I feel like it's part of the story. It's part of telling the story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like gratuitous or like
out of nowhere,
you know? Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference between being an assistant dance captain and a dance captain? Because you've gotten your feet wet in both.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of difference, except just like who's, you know, in charge. Mm-hmm. Like when I was the assistant and I would note the show, I would then run all of the notes by the dance captain and say, like, here's what I'm seeing. What do you think? Should I give these notes? Mm-hmm. You know? You know, I was there, like, sort of in service of the dance captain, but basically we did the same job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of the same, like, how we are with Hadestown right now. We technically have a dance captain and an assistant dance captain, but they both work in the same way.
Yeah.
They can both give notes, they both teach, but yeah, it just comes down to like the amount of like who actually makes the decisions and who's called.
Yeah.
There a little more often. The dance captain is a little more work, just because you're helping with schedules. Sometimes you're helping with auditions. You know, you just, you like sort of become a member of like the, I don't want to say the creative team, but like, you get really close with, like, the stage managers. And,
yeah. You know? Oh, totally, yeah. Like,
yeah.
What was it like being in a show starring someone who kind of has a big following? Like, Pippa Sue come when you did Amelie, because she went from Hamilton, and she sort of gained this big following because of the success of Hamilton, and then she moved on to Amelie. Yeah. So what's it like being in a show with somebody like Pippa Sue, or who can be anybody, really, who has a big following?
I think the only thing really is that they come with fans, you know, that there's like people who know them and then sometimes want to know you based on your proximity to them.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just like, you know, everybody else, like,
yeah,
you know, we've got some names on Hadestown, and it's just like backstage we're all the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Same job, we're all there to tell the same story. But yeah, definitely on Amelie, Pippa had some fans.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they were counting on that to sell tickets.
Exactly.
But for us, you know, it was just like, she's just really good, you know?
Yeah.
She's just like a good actor who's good at her job. And, you know, I love her. We had a great time together in Amelie.
Yeah.
It's really just like that little element of like notoriety, you know, that, that like changes the like vibe, but it's not, you know, I wouldn't say that like working with anybody like that has ever been a different experience for me, or like just, you know, with the way that we rehearse or do the show or anything like that.
Yeah. Did you ever get FOMO on nights you weren't on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. I'm trying to think of like if there was any major ones. I mean, opening night, that's always hard.
Yeah.
and clothing. You know, it's really like, yeah, it was hard to be a swing. I've swung 5 times, and each time I said I would never do it again. I was like, I would never do it again unless, and then that unless would always happen. Yeah, I think it's the hardest on like big things like that, or like when somebody comes to the show and you're like, well, you didn't get to see me, but like, sure, I'll take you backstage or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, and like on Amelie, I went on one time in the whole run.
Wow.
And that was because I had a very nice castmate who chose to take a personal day so that I could go on. Allison Simmet, she is the ultimate.
Yeah.
So, there's that is the one of the hardest things about being a swing, aside from the, you know, just mental overload of having so many tracks, is that you get left out. And it's not fun. And like, you know, you still feel like part of the cast backstage, but you miss out on like, you know, when funny stuff happens, like when things go wrong on stage and you weren't there to be a part of it, like you miss a little bit of the cast bonding and you miss the, like, you know, cool events that happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What have you loved about your Hadestown experience thus far?
Oh, man. I mean, I think the biggest thing is just that I love the show. Like, I really like getting to do it, and I really like the fact that it's something that I'm, like, proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've been in enough sad shows as well, that, like, when people come, you know, when people say they want to come see the show because of me, I'm like, yes. You should, because it's a good show.
Yeah.
So I think the material is great. And also just, like, we've got a really good company of people, and especially, like, all of the new people that have joined since I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, because I think other people are grateful to be in that show, too. And mm-hmm. Working, especially after COVID and everything, great to be on Broadway, and so it's just really nice to be in a group of people that are like happy to be there. But also, we just have some really good, fun personalities,
mm-hmm.
and watch the roles change as, you know, people come in and out.
Like,
seeing how the show changed, like when Lilias White came in to take,
I was just going
to
ask you. Yeah.
And see Oliver. Yeah, like, it's completely different. Like, if you saw the show with Andre or T, it sounds different. It looks different. Like, she is making it her own, you know? And it is really, it's cool to see that.
Yeah, I never saw it on Broadway. I saw the tour.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's different than that, too.
Yeah!
So.
What's the most fun part about playing a worker?
I think probably just the other workers. we have a really good time together. And, you know, always have little, like, inside jokes.
Yeah.
Fun things, just because we spend the whole show together, and so everything we do with each other. So yeah, that's probably it. But I like, but you know, I understudy the state,
mm-hmm.
and I almost prefer my worker track, which is like technically a smaller part, but I feel like I am just as featured,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I'm in my track that I do every day, because I feel like I've made it mine, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's like you broke it in.
It's nice to like feel the ownership of it, and feel like it's me versus like I'm just one random person of three that are kind of the same together, you know. I feel like my worker is unique while the fates have to be one, you know. They're supposed to like look the same and be all one voice and whatever. And yeah. I like having my own voice.
Yeah. So one thing that I know for a fact about Hadestown and the workers is that they're on stage a lot during the show. So do you like being in a show where you're on stage a majority of the time and you don't really have a lot of like breathing breaks, or would you rather, or do you wish like there's a few more like modification breathing breaks in a show like that?
I mean, it's like a little bit of both. In general, I like being on stage most of the time because it goes by faster.
Yeah.
It's more fun than, like, killing time backstage. And, you know, because it's not like you can get anything done on your breaks. You really just have to, like, sit there and, like, pay attention to when you have to come on next.
Yeah.
I prefer being on stage. But I will say this show is hard because when we're moving, we are really moving, and, like, we are doing things that are hard,
yeah,
and painful, and, like, my body hurts, but then also, there are so many moments where we have to be still on stage, and you just have to stand there or sit there and be present, and that is hard on the days when you're tired or a little sick or, you know, when you have to cough or sneeze or something.
Yeah, oh, I'm
like,
sure, yeah.
It can be so hard to stand there and just be still.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, the two things that we do are challenging in very different ways. But yeah, I think in general, I prefer to be on because then it's just better.
Yeah.
Telling the story and when you're invested, then it moves faster, and you know,
yeah,
the time doesn't drag.
Yeah. What was the show that got you into musical theater? Was there a certain show that gave you the bug?
Yes. When I did Oliver when I was 12 years old in community theater, I played the Artful Dodger. And they had double cast us because we had kind of a long run for a community theater show. We ran for like a month or month,
oh,
and
wow,
half or something like that, which was like, we didn't.
Yeah.
So I got to play the same role as my best friend, Rachel.
That's so cool.
And so we got to like alternate and trade off. And then on the nights when we weren't playing the role, we were in the Pickpocket Gang. So it was like, you got the best of both world,
yeah.
You still got to like be with all your friends, but then also get to like,
yeah,
lead. And also a girl isn't supposed to, you know, the Artful Dodger is supposed to be a boy, so they were very open-minded.
I love that
they cast us like that. And you know, I've always been a pretty good mimic, and so I taught myself a Cockney accent and then taught her how to do it too.
That's so cool.
So it was really fun to get to do that together, and that was where I really was like, oh, okay, this is what I like doing.
Are you a fan of reality TV?
Sometimes. I don't like the shows that are just about people's lives, but I do like competition sometimes.
Yeah.
I like to watch the shows where people are creative. I like Project Runway and Drag Race and things where it's like, here's a prompt, make something, or like figure out how to do this. And I like watching, you know, things that people come up with. Oh, British Bake Off is like my favorite.
Yeah. What do you like to do in between shows on a two-show day?
Oh, it depends on the day. On Wednesdays, we have a half hour less. And I always try to eat first. Because
yeah,
if I don't, my stomach gets so messed up for the second show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I have to be careful about what I eat, and also eat like as far before the show as possible.
Right,
so like eat full and have the energy. So I usually eat right after the first show. On Wednesdays, we have physical therapy. So we have, like, little 20-minute appointments where you can just, like, go and check in with the physical therapist because there is always something wrong with my body on this show, especially just because we're bent over all the time. So, like, my basically everything from the waist down always hurts.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to go in and be like, can you help me with my ankles, my calf, with my hips, with my, you know? Mm-hmm. So I always do my physical therapy on Wednesdays whenever I can. And then, you know, you just have to, like, kind of try to get ready for the next one. But on Saturdays, I sometimes go home and walk my dog between shows, like, especially if my fiancé's out of town. And that takes a lot of energy. Just, like,
you're like, I just did a whole show, bent over.
And walking my dog. So I do that because I have to. But I love my dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I usually try to, like, accomplish something if I can. Mm-hmm. But it's so physically demanding that, like, you can't really do too much. Like, you need to have a moment to actually rest and then warm up for the next one.
Yeah. When was the last time you ate off of a food truck?
I actually don't know. I love food trucks, but there aren't really a lot of them by the theater or by my apartment. I don't know. I can't think of it. I really like the halal trucks. So I get, like, falafel and rice, and that's probably the last thing I got.
You can smell those from, like, blocks away.
I know.
Yeah, I remember, like, walking the streets of the city and being like, smelling, oh, I think there's the halal truck, and I'm like, oh, there's the smoke, there's the line, there's the halal truck.
Yeah,
you just follow the line of people and the smoke coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some good ones too. There's actually my like one of my favorite food, not a truck but a cart, is in Washington Square Park, and it's this guy that makes, like, incredible, like, Indian food.
Ooh.
And the samosas are amazing, but he gets, like, a huge line.
Wow.
Like, just waiting for his food. So I've only been there a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really good ones.
What decade do you think had some of the best music?
I'm partial, but the 90s. just because that's when I, like, was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, so that was, like, the formative music. But I also think that it holds up. And I think that it's still popular now for a reason.
It so is,
And I think it's partly because I feel like music now has gotten so fragmented because people can listen to whatever they want, whenever they want. And so there's so many more niche genres, which I love for artists to be able to put out their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as a collective, like, you know.
Yeah.
We don't all listen to the same stuff anymore. So there's not that, like, shared knowledge of the music. And there's not that, like, this is what's popular now because, like, everything is, you know. And I feel like the 90s had a really good, like, sense of what it was.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I sing in a 90s cover band called Saved by the 90s. So that's the best because I get to sing all my favorite music.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm partial because that's when I grew up.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your favorite movie genre?
I don't know how broad or narrow you want to go, but comedy is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me too. Same.
In general, I'm not a big fan of, like, horror. Same. I like dramas that, you know, tell a compelling story, but I don't watch it for the drama, you know. But I just think comedy it's the hardest to get right. And when it's right, it's
amazing.
Like, yeah, and it makes, like, life better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Would you ever want to go on tour again?
For the right thing, I would. We were just talking in the dressing room the other day about how Hamilton and Beautiful and some other shows have...
Sorry, Donald.
About how, like, Hamilton and Beautiful and some other shows have gotten to play Hawaii.
Yeah. And,
like, I would do that, you know? But I would never swing on tour again. I wouldn't go out for just any random
job. Random tour, yeah.
Yeah, but it's partly because, like, I have much more of a stable life here now, and I have my dog who's too big to fly, so it would be a much different experience now. I'm really glad that I toured so much when I was younger because I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I would have to do it differently.
Yeah. What is your favorite kind of candy?
It depends on my mood. I love Twizzlers. I love you know what I love? I love Nerds Rope, and they also make these little bite-sized ones of that now that are called, like, Nerds Balls or something like that. I don't know, but it's, like, the chewy with the crunchy on the outside. Love that. But I also love, like, a crunchy chocolate situation, like a Twix or a Take Five.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with anything chocolate, ever.
Yeah.
What is your favorite streaming platform?
Like, they've all just gone so downhill lately, so I don't even know. I'm trying to think what my favorite shows are on. I used to think that HBO Max was, like, way better than everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I have favorite shows really scattered across, like Netflix. I don't like the ones with ads. Like, I want to just watch the show. I feel like Netflix maybe still has the most stuff that I watched them stuff, but, like, Hulu, no.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sad about the way they're, like, canceling all their stuff now.
I know. And not, sucks.
You know, they're, like, putting out so much content and then not letting any of it catch on and not giving it a chance to thrive. So, I don't know that I want to, like, oh, I'm, like, mad at them now.
And what is a fun fact that not a lot of people know about you?
Oh my gosh. That's hard. Just think of one. I have a lot of siblings. I have three brothers and a sister. And we're all spread out all over the country. We're from Kansas, but kind of live everywhere now. So I have a really big family.
Love it. Once again, I've been speaking with Emily Afton from the Broadway company of Hadestown. I will see you all in my next episode where I'm chatting with actress Milena Raramo.